This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. November soybeans gapped higher Monday, creating a measuring gap. This was the second gap left on the rally. The market is moving higher, driven by weather and fund short covering. Managed funds liquidated about half of their short positions last week in a process that was continuing this week. We would note the lack of open interest build on the rally, which indicates the buying is mostly short covering. There are two ways to mark upside objectives from the gaps. The first technical target is 1080, which would produce $10 new crop cash soybean bids in much of the Corn Belt. Using Monday's gap as a midway gap, the technical target would be 1136, which with our basis would produce 1050 cash for new crop. I would take that for new crop soybeans. December corn has had less momentum than soybeans, failing to leave chart gaps in its wake like soybeans have. There is a quarter cent common gap at 393 and three quarters in December corn, but nothing really to measure further gains with. July is the important month for corn, but the market has not responded to the weather with the enthusiasm one might have expected. It is not gapped and gone like soybeans have. The February crop insurance price set in December corn futures was 396. Typically in years with rallies, studies show an average 42 cent gain over the February price. That would set 438 as the sales objective for new crop. The structure of the corn market is particularly important. I think that there will be a lot more old crop corn. It becomes new crop corn as bins are swept. I think that the availability of old crop corn is putting a damper on the corn market. October new crop delivery was worth 19 cents more than the spot corn price here today. I think that old crop supply will eventually erode that premium. I can hold my condo stored corn from now until October 1st for 19 cents a bushel. Managed funds bought 59,000 contracts of corn last week, leaving them still 47,000 short. At that rate, it would take them another week of buying to get to neutral. They bought 48,000 contracts of soybeans, leaving them 70,000 short. They bought 28,000 contracts of wheat, which put them 18,000 long. Funds are long soy oil and short soy meal. The bulls thought that last week's crop condition rating showing a 1% improvement for corn was bogus and expect them to correct the mistake Monday afternoon. The conditions did improve where we live, and last week did not hurt them. Being forced to rely on subsoil moisture given extreme heat is not ideal. Even our land ground here has not yet showed stress, but would soon under forecast conditions. There are too many 90-degree highs in the forecast and not enough high rain probabilities. Forecasts are not quite as high for this week as was forecast last Friday, but there's no real break in the temperatures or weather patterns either. 90 degrees is still hot, and the weekend into next week looks stressful. The longer this keeps up, the more crop condition deteriorates. The eastern Corn Belt is better off. We will be in need of a very timely rain for pollination. The summer drought is not ENSO-related. The 90-day SOI is a negative 4.69. It takes a negative 8 for El Nino, and it is unlikely that we'll get there, but it is better to be on the side toward El Nino than developing La Nina. This heat spell should pass, unlikely to extend into August for soybeans. Market strength is being diluted by the deteriorating basis. Export demand is shifting as Mexico has reduced U.S. corn purchases enough for Japan to reclaim the top spot as the number one U.S. corn buyer. Currency valuations make up a lot of the change. Elevators really don't want all the corn that is sitting in farmers' bins ahead of harvest. For the many who are storing corn, they might consider selling new crop and holding old crop. I think they need to avoid the August-September bin sweeping sales rush. If it is in the bin, there is no additional out-of-pocket storage cost in keeping it. New crop has a better price. Gold soybean basis deteriorated 3 cents as export demand is focused on South America. The rally here will give Brazilian soybean farmers holding an unusual amount of supply a selling opportunity. We have not lost much soybean crop here yet, and they have a record supply to sell. Brazilian farmers do not have the storage capacity that we do, so resorting to some extreme measures to store soybeans. They're holding a record amount of crop in silo bags, which gets them to the rainy season coming in less than 3 months. With soybeans maxing out existing storage, they have no idea what to do with corn but to bag it too. They've not gotten much help from the currency. The Batista JBS-related weakness in the real was short-lived. We can count 5 waves up in both corn and soybeans from the recent low. That would normally suggest a correction, but the 5th wave can extend. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information or marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.